Okay, let's get started. So today, what I want to talk about, the title of this is called Failing to Listen to God. Failing to Listen to God. And what it's based on, we're going to go all the way back to the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, and it's dealing with being tempted and listening to voices that tempt us to do things when we should be listening to God. In Genesis 3, the base of the whole chapter has to do with Satan tempting Eve in the Garden of Eden. And so you just got to remember, listening to God is not a one-time event. We must continually keep his word before us, or we'll begin to listen to the wrong voices. So in Genesis 2:16-17, the Lord gave a command not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But Eve began to listen to another voice and did not hold firmly to her Creator's words. So, you know, the story goes that Satan, through a snake, the viper, tempted Eve and just kept on her until basically got her to give in and go against God. And then Adam followed right in suit behind her. But all Satan had to do was plant a single doubt about God's integrity and offer Eve one appealing advantage of doing things her own way, and she fell for it. He mentioned wisdom, but using her own reasoning, Eve added two more benefits to the temptation. The fruit is good for food and a delight to the eyes. Just think about all the ways in your life that Satan's tempted you, and then after the fact you realize that it was wrong and you shouldn't have done it, and you look back and you see how you fell for his temptation. The schemes of the enemy has not changed. He still whispers lies and twists truths to convince us that God can't be trusted, or his ways are not the best. In every temptation, there is a deception about the character and motive of God, plus an attractive promise of a better way. The world is filled with voices that vie for our attention and influence, our thoughts and actions. Throughout the day, consider the messages that are sent your way through the media and people. Consciously begin to compare them to what Scripture says about God and his ways. Remembering what God says in the Bible is our safeguard against deception and temptation. Daily devotions won't protect us if they're quickly forgotten during the day. Follow Christ's example and be ready for the truth in your mind and on your tongue whenever temptation strikes. Let's visit in about Matthew 4, 1 through 11. So in this book of Matthew, in this chapter, so what's happening here is basically, Satan is tempting Jesus. Let's see how Jesus responded to that. So, starting with 1, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter, who is Satan, came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. He said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Again, trying to use God's words against him, to tempt him. Jesus said, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." So Satan, again, trying, took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. He said, "All of this I will give to you if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him and the angels came and attended to him. So let's use Jesus as an example of how to deal with Satan. Let's when he tries to tempt us and tell us that God, you know, is not watching out for us, or God's not doing this or not doing that, turn it around on him and use Scripture to battle against Satan. Jesus gave us the perfect example of how to do that. So let's not fall for that temptation, because let me tell you, Satan is out there. Satan is right here. He is everywhere, and he has tried to tempt us. And he won't give up until we fall. So let's get our defense up. Let's protect ourselves from that. And the best way to protect ourselves from that is with the Scripture. Let's pray. God, we come to you this morning. We need you so bad, today more than ever. God, please protect us, guide us, lead us. I pray, God, that when Satan does tempt us, God, that you are you are there to help support us, and that we are able to fight him off through your word. God, just watch over us and guide us today. I pray that everybody on this call is healthy, and that you will guide each and every one of us so that we can live a life, God, that brings you all the glory and makes you proud. Thank you again for this time together. Thank you for allowing us to live in a country where we can freely worship you, God, and that we can turn to you when we need you, which is every day. We love you and thank you. Thank you for the time together. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.